Pete and Lynn Simpson have spent many years performing across Wyoming. This summer, they're in Laramie for what they say is their own version of summer theater camp, the Snowy Range Summer Theater Festival.
I'm going to bed.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
And like it.
Okay, good, guys.
The two are starring in the play On Golden Pond, which features an older couple dealing with family, generational divides, and the tribulations of growing older. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard spoke with the Simpsons, who say they suggested doing the show to director Lee Hodgson years ago.
I say, wouldn't it be fun if we could do that with you? And then it went into a cave somewhere, you know, all of us busy and moving. But last year, he invited us to come and do the play for the opening of the summer season this year. We grabbed at it.
We had thought about it off and on as a vehicle for the whole family because of actor and theater people in the family. So it's been there in the back of our minds for some time. So when Lee said, how about that this summer, we looked at each other and said, why not?
So you're acting with each other now. I know also, Pete, that you acted with your son in a production of Hamlet. How is it to work with members of your family?
Wonderful.
Well, it's interesting, wonderful, and harrowing. I mean, because one thing you have going is you love one another, and so then you're in a safe territory, and we all love the arts, so you can count on each other to be committed. It's much more difficult to do critiques because we're the parents, you know, and they want to critique us. And it's an interesting dynamic.
We sort of considered the tour of John Brown's Body, which took all five members of the family. It was wonderful to do that around the state of Wyoming and to catch up with each other. It was like a minor miracle to get all of us five together. A lot of the rehearsals were by Skype, so we were only together for just that week, and we had a wonderful time.
With this show, it's also a very fast-paced schedule. There's just about a week for rehearsals. How have you guys been preparing for this show?
Thanks for asking us that, because it's really beyond me. We've had to put in extra time, because frankly, at our age, that pace for memory and for all the things you have to do to make a production is very difficult. So I won't tell you that we haven't been doing a lot of work over and above our rehearsal schedule. We've had friends we've had to enlist to do extra line rehearsals. And when everyone comes, we hope we make it look very easy. But I'm glad you asked, because now I can on air say, this has been hard.
Thanks to Lee Hodgson's generosity
That's
and
right.
grace, we have been able to sneak in a couple of weeks of early rehearsal, and we've needed them. This play has to do with growing older, and it has to do with the challenges of that. So suddenly it's like I says, I talked about it, now I am it. So we're doing that with some feeling for what that takes. The energy is a little less, so you have to take more time.
It's very special to be at our age and be asked to do something. I know such wonderful friends who are in their elderly years who have a lot to give, but rarely comes an opportunity. So we are very grateful and full of anticipation.
What's one of your favorite scenes in the show?
I love the
scenes where I get cross with him.
And she does.
So,
and I love the scenes where I get ornery with her.
I'm not dressed.
You look dressed.
Well, I wanted to look nice. I look like an old character.
You are an old character. Go upstairs and change. I'll stay here, entertain them. I'll make them feel welcome.
Will you be nice to them?
Oh, sure. I'll explain to them the risks involved in arriving late for an old man's birthday party.
You play a fictional couple, and you are, of course, a real couple. How are you relating to the characters? Are there things that you're finding that are mirrored in yourselves and in your relationship?
I've got to be ornery like Lynn.
I have to be sweet like Pete. So we have to channel each other's personality because we're playing against type. This has been very challenging because, I go home and say, Pete, you weren't nearly cross enough. And he goes home and says, you should be much more patient and sweet in that area. And so we are each other's worst critics. Because we are playing each other. And the other thing we have is we must not try to be anyone else. There's a temptation for people to maybe say, we're going to go see The Simpsons play Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. Sorry, no. You're going to be coming to a play to see Pete and Lynn play opposite themselves. But we have a great rhythm together, don't you think, Pete?
Yes, I do. I admit that on air and off.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Pete and Lynn Simpson. They'll be starring in On Golden Pond at the Snowy Range Summer Theater Festival here at the University of Wyoming. It has been so wonderful talking to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carolyn.